Good evening, Zimbabwe. This is Studio 7 coming to you from the Voice of America in Washington on Tuesday, July 7th, 2015. This is The Connection on Live Talk. I'm your co-host, Tungamili Nkomo.
And I'm your other co-host, Tatenda Gumbo.
Tonight, we are discussing the figures of teenagers living with HIV in Zimbabwe, the majority of which officials say are girls.
So let's get connected, everyone, as usual on every Tuesday. You can find us on Twitter and Facebook using the hashtag TheConnection. Our Facebook page is VOA Studio 7, and our Twitter handle is at Studio 7 VOA. We are also on WhatsApp, and that number is 001-202-465-0318.
And to make a contribution live on air, call us at the following number. That's 001-202-619-2077. The number again, 202-619-2077. Give us a call and we will call you back.
And for those of you who want to check out Ntunga and I, you can find us on the web streaming live right now. I head over to voazimbabwe.com, voashona.com, and also voandebele.com.
Again, this is your number one youth forum, The Connection, coming to you live from the Voice of America in Washington.
Over 100,000 young people in Zimbabwe age 15 to 24 are HIV positive, and among them, those around 80,000 are young girls. These figures, which were revealed yesterday by the National AIDS Council, shows some of the challenges the country has been having in this particular demographic, which is registering the highest rate of new infections in the country.
Though these figures include children born with HIV who are now adolescents, advocates say it is time to flip the script and turn things around. So tonight, with our panel of experts, we want to discuss this very serious problem here on The Connection at the Voice of America.
Yes, Ntunga. And of course, we're calling for all the young people in Zimbabwe and surrounding areas in the diaspora to join us today as we discuss this issue and let them know that it's a free forum. They can come in, they can talk to us. I think you and I are very, we're super cool, I think.
Of course.
Very easy to talk to.
Of course, easy going.
Yes.
Emakaya, le chona njani, ngalintambama, ikudibana kuhlelo lwe The Connection, ku Live Talk. Konapa emsakazweni wenu owe Studio 7 lamhlanje kuhlelo lwabasakhulayo sikhangela inani labantwana abaphakathi kweminyaka engu 15 le 24 inani elethulwe National AIDS Council izolo eliveza kubana abantwana abaphakathi kwaleyo kweminyaka leyo abedlula i-100,000 baphila legciwane le-HIV. Iyatsho njalo inhlanganiso le isiphathamandla sayo sikhuluma etale lephalamende izolo sithe ukubhidlika komnotho yiko okugcina kusenza ikakhulu abantwana abangamantombazana bagcine bethandana labo sugar daddy ukuze bathole imali yokuziphilisa. Ngaloko ke babe sebezifaka engozini yokubamba kumbe ukumemethekisa igciwane le-HIV. Hongo vatereri nyaya iri mudariro nhasi muchirongwa chenyu, chirongwa chewe chidiki, The Connection. Inyaya ye mashoko ari kubva ku National AIDS Council, sangano iri richitaura, vesangano iri vachitaura mudare reparamende nezuro. Vakazivisa kuti pane vana between my ages 15 and 24 muZimbabwe over 100,000 vanorarama neutachiwana weHIV. Uyezve sangano iri rinoti dambudziko guru rapinda munyika nderekusamira zvakanaka kwehupfumi, uko kwakuita kuti vamwe vanasikana vadanane nemadhara ayo anonzi masugar daddy ndokuti vawane mari yekurarama. Saka nokudaro vanenge vapazi kuzvipinza panjozi yekubata chirwere cheHIV.
Ntunga wataura hako. And ndotofunga kuti tine guest wekutanga wedu who is on Skype, and that is Mr. Jimmy Wilford, the director of Say What, which is a student reproductive health action team. Jimmy, thank you so much for joining us this evening on The Connection.
Thank you very much, Adenda. Good evening, listeners and viewers.
Thank you.
Jimmy, let's cut to the chase. More than 100,000 children between the ages of 15 and 24 living with HIV/AIDS, HIV rather, in Zimbabwe. What's your take on that?
Yeah, my take is that it's quite understandable, in as much as this can be quite scary in terms of figures. But 100,000, we are looking at a population of more than 12 million. My take is that this can be explained by the possibility of having much of these young people being born HIV positive. And I want to believe that, with the current work being done around access to treatment, there is also a high possibility of having these young people being born with HIV. And we must celebrate that they've managed to live up to this particular age while being HIV positive. On the other hand, yes, there can be a possibility of these young people being infected, being born negative and being infected after having being engaged in unprotected sex. But we need also not to look at it from one side or look at it from one angle. We need also to look at it on, we need to go down into the figures, into the statistics that are available, and really analyze how maybe those young people could have been got infected with the virus.
Jimmy, we spoke earlier, of course, and you were talking about some of the challenges in particular, looking at those young children that were born with HIV and who are now adolescent age. Can you talk about some of the issues that they're facing, some of the challenges that you're seeing day to day when it comes to mainly having to live with the knowledge that they are indeed HIV positive and some of the stigma that comes behind that?
Certainly, the level of stigma is quite high within our community because we still associate HIV and being somebody being HIV positive with, we still associate that particular person with the promiscuity, which is not necessarily the case. When you are looking at a young person who was born with the virus, the young person is maybe, some of them does not even know it. I know of a young person who only got to know about it when he decided not to take the drugs that he was instructed by the family to take. Say, you must be taking these drugs at this particular time. And when this drug is running out, please, you must still, and so. But you find that at one point, he decided not to take those drugs. And he was having started having some problems due to some drug resistance. And when he was admitted at the hospital, the hospital personnel encouraged the family to disclose that particular young person, that this young person must know that he's living with HIV. So we are having challenges where the young people are being HIV positive, their statistics are being splashed all over, but themselves, they don't know about it. The families are deciding not to tell them for one reason or the other.
Saka pa situation yakadaro, Jimmy, tinga shora family here because uri kutaura kuti family yanga ichiziva kuti mwana ari HIV positive, but iye akangonzi unge uchinwa mapirisi but ana kutaura kuti ari HIV positive. Tinga shora family here uyezve how difficult it is for parents who are HIV positive to tell they are children kuti mwanangu pane nyakadai saka newevo une utachiwana.
Well, I think I don't necessarily want to engage in a blame game to say kuti tosora ani, who should we blame, etc. But I think we need to look at it collectively as a society to say, is our society conducive? Are we creating conducive environment within our society such that we are able to break the silence around issues to do with sex and sexuality, HIV and AIDS. So okay. That we are not...
Okay, Jimmy, let me rephrase. How easy or how difficult it is for HIV parents to disclose that to their HIV-positive child?
Well, that is not easy, given. It's not necessarily very easy. That's why, again, I can talk about how even as a society are we making it also possible and very easy for their family to disclose to the child, because I think the family sometimes, you know, they might not be very sure how the young person is going to take it, and you know, with the death sentence that is associated with being HIV positive. At some point, young people, you know, we are living in a society where there is a lot of discrimination and bad mouthing about being HIV positive. We are in Bazi, right? And as a young person, I'm very safe. So it becomes also very difficult because of the environment that we would have created within our society. So sometimes parents might be very hesitant to really face their children, to tell them that, you know, look here, these drugs, this is what it means, you are HIV positive. If we really interview or even sit down and talk to the young boys and girls who are living positively, they can tell you their stories, how they got to know. Some, they said, no, I was told by a stranger that I'm living with HIV, but my parents never even told me. Simply because the parents might not have gathered enough courage to go and face the child and requested somebody to go and speak to that particular child. But some even decided not to say to tell them. I know of a university student who surprised their family when she brought a boyfriend, said, this is my boyfriend, I'm thinking of getting married after graduating. But the whole family knew that this student was a third-year law student, was living with HIV. But they were also shocked. They were now asking themselves, did you sleep with him? Have you ever slept with him? This and that. But they were now surprised. Say, now, how should we tell this girl that she is living with HIV? She's a law student. She was now in her third year, but she was also on drugs. She was given some drugs. Say, these drugs, you must check them. Once they run out, please let us know before they run out so that we can bring you another supply. And she has been taking those drugs ever since she was very young.
Thank you there, Jimmy Chimbomire and you, Paline. And Tunga, we have our other guest who is also joining us on the line in Matabele, the North. That is Kelvin Ncube, who is with the United Children of Africa. Kelvin, thank you for joining us on Live Talk, The Connection this evening.
Yes, ma'am.
Thank you, Ntunga.
Mr. Ncube, of course, we spoke earlier and we continue the conversation here on The Connection. Sikhangele udaba olufanayo, udaba lokumemetheka komkhuhlane wengculaza kanye legciwane le-HIV kubontanga. Wilford ube khuluma lapha ngaphambilini ekhuluma ukubana kunzima ukuthi kuyabanzimela abazali ikakhulu ababe be-HIV positive nxa bethe baba lo mntwana laye wabelethwa e-HIV positive, kuyabanzimela ukuthi bamtshele umntwana ukuthi kusimo bani. Abantu ohlangana labo osebenza labo khona ngapho eMatabeleland North bakuthola kuludubo olunganani lona?
Ya, ngathi esike saxoxisana labo bakubona kuyinto enzima kakhulu, ngoba besaba imibuzo enjengokuthi umntwana ozaqalisa ukubuza ukuthi kathi ngilithole njani igcikwane. And umbuzo futhi omunye ezalandela ukuthi wena vele walithola njani igcikwane. Kwakungela yinye ezinye izinto ongazenza ukubana ongivikeli. So omama kubabela nzima, ngathi abazali kubabela nzima ukuthi icine betshela abantwana. Esikhathini esiningi phonge ukucina bamtshela umntwana bemtshela amanga kumbe icine bonto amaphilisi langayo empilo kuphela ukuwanatha, bengakwazi ukuthi wanathi lani. Then lokhu bezama nje becine sebemtshela iqiniso ubana uphila begcikwane. Ngoba kuyinto enzima ubana bekhulume. Like ubaba ke wakhuluma kuqala nje ngengamozwe ekhuluma nge-issues of stigma esithi khonokuyani ukuthi abantu abaningi baba ndlulula like ukuthi abantwana bebayabethana behlekana izinto besebhasini so konokuyana kwenza ukuthi kwankona kube nzima to disclose ukuthi kwankona umntwana uphila legcikwane ngoba imibuzo nale eza kulandela izakubela nzima ukuthi ichazisele umntwana ngoba khathesi nxa ngiphila legcikwane nginje ngambuza ukuthi ngilithole njani kunzima futhi ukuthi ngikuchazisele manje nxa uyabusukuzwa umntana akho futhi ephinde kubuza ukuthi why wangenza ngaba lalo kuyinto enzima kakhulu.
Ari kutaura apo Kelvin tatenda ari kutsinira mashoko a Jimmy kuti zvinoremera vabereki zvikuru kuti kana vane utachiwana weHIV kuti vataurire vana vavo vanenge vaberekwawo vane HIV bhozi pane vana vacho vamwe vanozotanga kubvunza mibvunzo yakawanda vakuti ikoimimi vabereki makaiwana seHIV yacho oko panga pasina nzira dzekuzvidzivirira here and all that saka it's a very complicated situation.
Yeah, I can surely imagine kuti vararidzi they're having a hard time with that particular issue papo. But ntunga tine ma guests edu were also on the line, but before we go we can read some comments abuda pa Facebook ne pa WhatsApp.
Yebo kunjalo Ms. T silo mlalelwa kuqala lapha olobe kukhasi lethu le Facebook usihlobo manza mhlophe uthi siya kubona si bile kodwani indlala iyo ekhoza ebangela ingculaza ngoba abantwana befuna imali sebekhomba abantu abadala ufungayi mukosera uthi yena is there a trend that can show how bad the situation is getting at a glance because the only information we have right now from last month is that the country is highest in condom usage. Now we hear that we are actually not using them. Then kulo vumani ncube othi yena okubangela umkhuhlane ukuthi imisebenzi ayitholakali lula. Ingakho sebekhomba noma kungabi nge angazuzama ukuthi lapho umlalele kodwa uthi abantwana sebekhomba ngenxa yokuthi babefuna imali. Then kulo Ndlovu umkho mongameli othi yena okunye okuyandisa umkhuhlane lo ukuthi abantwana basala bevodwa abadala beyadinga imali emazweni abantwana vodwa ayikho into abangayibonisana eright obekungalungisa lula loludaba ngabomthetho ma bengasebenza gadalala ebantwaneni abangamantombazana apa vandlovu vari kuti zvimwe zviri kunyanya kukonzera nyaya HIV kune vechidiki ndeyekuti vabereki havamo vakawanda vari kumhiri kumakungwa like you know USA, Britain, South Africa vari kutsvaga mari saka vana vanenge vasara vega kumba uko kuZimbabwe.
Yeah, there's someone on Europa WhatsApp edu anonzi Daniel Sibanda and he was also saying the same thing. We have problems with parents that go to South Africa leaving their children behind. These children are underage. People are the ones flooding the nightclubs. It's totally wrong when minors are involved in sex. And there's someone else anonzi awa a mutsopotsi kuonde valley and he says our culture is no longer in practice and the adoption of other countries' culture overtly this western is sold to cause especially the way we look at the way that teens are dressing nowadays. He's also talking here about the issue of technology on cell phones and other information that is transmittable by these devices where one can easily watch nude photos, videos are also of concern. He writes there a lot of issues there about you know young people who are you know engaging in sexual activity.
And of course you know our discussion tonight is two pronged. There's the other issue of you know sexual consent with the organization Plan International, right?
Yes, yes.
Saying that they conducted a survey in Harare and Bulawayo that revealed something very troubling. 58% of those polled saying that they have no problem with men having sex with girls who are under the age of 18.
Mm-hmm.
How crazy is that?
Yeah, very, very alarming indeed, of course. And I think many people have a lot to say about that. So I think at that point, we can bring in two of our guests who are also on the line. That is Nqobile Munzara, who is the director of Culture Shock Trust. Of course, she was with us last week, but we asked her to come back because she's so amazing.
Indeed.
Nqobile, makadi enyu.
Hello, and this issue that we're talking about, I mean, it's an issue that is serious for all of us, you know. I mean, 18 years. You know, the one thing you need to really consider, Tatenda, is that a 40-year-old man has more sexual experience than an 18-year-old girl. That 40-year-old man has been sexually exposed to so many women in various circles of life, you know, and it's very difficult to understand how we can agree that any sexual relation between a 40-year-old man and an 18-year-old young girl is okay. Azvina kunaka zvakaipa. Mwana ane 18 akutapurira zvinhu zvakashata kune munhu ane 40 years. Nokuti uyu ane 40 years agara ane vanhu vakawanda wanda aenda navo pabonde. Chaizvo zvakaipa. Zvakaitisisa. Asi sezvambotaurwa paFacebook nemamwe malisteners kuti aiwa. Vana vari kushaya mabasa, vari kutsvaga mari, vari kudini, ndizvo zvimwe zvinovakonzeresa kuti vazviwane vari mumasituation zvakadaro kuti vari kudanana nevarume vari twice their age.
Thank you there.
Thanks so much. Please do stay on the line. Miss T, Tine, your namesake.
My Sazita.
Yes, Tatenda Songori. Where youth advocates Zimbabwe and your director Tatenda, good evening.
Good evening, how are you?
We are good, thank you so much. Wanzwanyari Mugango Inasi. You know, let's talk about the survey that I just alluded to. 58% of people in Harare and Bulawayo saying kuti apana chakaipa kuti varume vapinde vaite bonde nevasikana who are below the age of 18. Uri kuti chine mashoko Tatenda?
First and foremost, I think I would like to say that it is very wrong to do that. It's only a matter of that our culture and our society has been always accepting the issue of intergenerational relationships, which is also one of the key drivers of HIV in the Southern Africa region and in Zimbabwe in particular. It is something that is very disturbing. You know, to see Mazwano, Kurumunata, Anofunga Kudi, Aha, it's okay with Munadano Mare below 18 years in Ghana. You Chibofunga Ira Zaziago, Kanadirari Sisiago. Tichifunga kuti anodanana kana nemunhu akaenza nababa vako vanogara nawo mumba. It's so wrong. I think we need to have a mind shift in our country whereby whatever we thought was okay during the olden days has to change. This is an era whereby we are facing HIV and AIDS and we are trying to zero on new infections. And we know that generally young women are very much at risk of contracting HIV. According to statistics, women are 3 times more likely to be HIV positive at that age of 18 years. So one of the contributing factors is that the intergenerational relationship. I think we need to nail this issue on the head and say that it's so wrong and people have to be educated in the country. For that fund, the grand badisia, Madara, Achidara Neana, Achidara, Nofana Kumira,
Mm-hmm. Tinotenda tatenda mirako parunare antunga nofunga kuti nemuteereri ari parunare.
Yes, lo sihlobo se South Africa sihlobo siyakwamukela kuhlelo. Hallo sihlobo sami siyakwamukela kuhlelo. Hallo sihlobo South Africa siyakwamukela uhlelo ba.
Yebo, yebo, yebo njani?
Hayi siyaphila, kunjani khona ngapha?
Hayi ngapha ku right.
Yeah, uyizwile indaba esegudwini?
Yeah, ngizwile indaba esegudwini. Ngikho nami ngithema ngathi ngiyabhekisisa nje. Ngamafithane ngathi nami ngendaba leyo. Mina bembona khona inkinga ingabi isukela nje kithi nje abadaleni. Ufana nokuthi ngenze ukuthi ngimdala nginje ngishiya abantu abami bodwa ekhaya ngishiya kwemazweni ngishiyafuna imali abantwana mabe beselele bodwa ekhaya ayikho into engaboni babonisa nayo na kungafika omunye umuntu kumbe isilingo thizeni esemali okwenza ukuthi egcine eserobheka lana umntwana egcine esesehlelwa inkinga efana naleyo yikho okwenza ukuthi umkhuhlane lo engculaza umemetheke indawo zasemadolobheni kakhulu ngoba ayi le mfundiso ngathi iyasilela kancane ongabe khona ukuthi baba khona beqine kakhulu esemakolitshini nasezikolweni ngemfundiso engculaza kakhulu begqile kakhulu kube le subject yakhona impela befundise kakhulu beqonqosele ngoba uma ngabe sifaka iminyaka isibambili mithathe eminye ebuyayo vele kungabe sokumoshakele kakhulu le nani ngabe lokhu likhuphuka nisiya phambili.
Kodwa esihlobo inkulungwane le nkulungwane zabazali abasuke eZimbabwe besiya khona ngapho kubo South Africa besiza ngapha besiya kubo Bilitane abasuka ngokuthanda abanengi umnotho ubolile eZimbabwe badinga imisebenzi badinga imali yokuphilisa imuli.
Kunjalo baba kodwa nalokhu khona lokhu ngikho ngathi umnotho elizweni mangabe uyasilila ufana nekhaya mangabe kulendlala komunye umuzi komakhelwane kusuthwa abantwana inkubo ona besuka besiyadlala komakhelwane lapho kusuthwa khona yikho kwenza ukuthi abantwana besekhaya egcine belingeka mangabe ngisuka lana nginemali bebona nginemali bazafisa ukuthi nabe itholane imali yikho abeyenza belingeka kakhulu kakhulu abasezikolweni yikho umkhuhlane womemetheka khona kakhulu ungabheka izindawo ezifana nasemakhaya ezikolweni kubo tholotsho khona le ndawo efana kokezi yaselezi indawo ezijeneyo abantwana balingeka kakhulu ngenxa yemali naleyo umbutho yiwo ongabe ungayenza zonke izinto uma ngabe kukhona kushuthwa ekhaya umzakazi umize ukudla ngale uyakwalethi nansuthi ngoba ngekhaya ngapha bamphakele wadla wasuthi.
Hayi siyabonga sihlobo sami ube le ntambama enhle khona ngapha eMzansi.
Mbongile nami.
Abathemisi.
All right, rigatitore reaction ya Jimmy who's on Skype ku Harare. Jimmy, what's your reaction on this topic, Iripano, this issue of this survey that is saying that, you know, majority who were polled were saying that it's okay for men to sleep or have relations with a girl under 18?
But firstly, I need to really interrogate the poll.
Mm-hmm.
I think it's equally important for us to be very careful when we are, you know, coming up with the figures and running away with these statistics. We need also to really check whether this poll was scientifically done. You know, when you're looking at the population, some people can respond to a poll that is online just joking, yeah. Not taking it seriously about, no, just clicking yes, then from there we take it, say, no, 56% of people are saying this and that. It's generally quite disturbing in my view. So we might need to also really, really interrogate these statistics before we start even making a lot of news out of it.
Jimmy, let's just ask you to hold on there. We'll come right back to you and the rest of our other guests. Of course, it is unfortunately time for us to say goodbye to our radio listeners. But in Tunga, as usual, we want them to head over to...
We are streaming online. That's the good news. Go to the internet and get us at www.voazimbabwe.com. or www.voashona.com or voandebele.com. www.radio.com abe radio kwane lokwa lamhlanje.